Our scripture reading this morning is the entirety of Psalm 46, which David claimed he might have wanted to sing instead of just read, but I'm not going to hold him to that. Psalm 46. It's in the Pew Bible on page 403 if you want to follow along.
Good morning. It might be in the hymnal somewhere.
Might be.
I will not be singing it as I have a sore throat, but I hope you guys enjoy the reading instead. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, and an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, and the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproars. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolation that he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will exalt among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Thank you, David. We have come to the point where I am preaching my three concluding messages over the next few weeks. We are going to take some time to look back over our time together as a community of faith, exalting God for his blessings throughout the history of this local congregation. And so whether you have been part of this family of God that gathers in this space for days or months or years, I pray that you have known the faithfulness of the Almighty. Because that is what this psalm is all about. Biblical scholars classify this psalm as a song of Zion. It celebrates the presence of God among his people in his city. This psalm served as the inspiration to Martin Luther 400 years ago, when he penned the words, "A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never ceasing." As we prepare to ultimately go our separate ways and begin to worship and serve in other congregations, allow me some time to look back and remind all of us what we know about God. The first thing we know about God from this passage is that God is our help. I need to bolden that background square. For whatever reason, my slides have washed out a bit. Can you read it? God is our help. We will not fear. According to verses 1 and then by extension verses 7 and 11, it is the repetition, the proclamation, the statement of faith. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. These four words, our refuge, our strength, our ever-present help, our fortress, are all parallel, complementary. They all want to convey the same reality, that God is strong enough to protect us. He is our refuge. He is our help. He is our fortress. All three of these things, when you need a refuge, when you need help, when you need a fortress, it is because something bad has happened. No one says, I just won the lottery and I need refuge. I just won the lottery and I need your help. Maybe I need a fortress, but probably not in the context of this verse. What this is saying is, God has the strength to provide us. When we feel like a fugitive, when there is no one else who will champion our cause, when we need asylum, when we need rest, God will be our refuge. That God has the strength to provide the needy with help. And interestingly enough, this is the same root word that we get what Eve was to Adam, a helpmate. It is not good that we live alone. So God provides a helpmate for Adam. And in the same sense, David is repeating that sentiment. It is not good for us to try and do everything ourselves. And God will be our helpmate, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Reliable, dependable. And then God is our strength to raise us up and to defend us from the foe as a fortress. Fortress is a particular word. It is a fortification on a high plain. It is a turreted fort. Because you are under battle. Because you need a place to go to protect yourself from the attack of others. And so God provides us with the high ground so we can see what's coming. And the walls to protect us. God will provide and protect. God has the strength to provide us refuge. God has the strength to provide us help. God has the strength to fortify us against the enemy. And because of that, verse 2 says, therefore, we will not fear. Not that we do not need to fear, but that we will not fear. We will be able to make the conscious choice, the willful decision, that I am not going to be afraid. God provides us everything we need for our worst troubles. And because of this, we know that we have peace in all circumstances. And that's why it says, I will not fear. Even if the earth gives way, even if the land, the dirt that I am standing on suddenly quakes and swallows me up, I will not be afraid. Even if the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, even if the waters roar and foam and they shake the mountains. Here is a picture of what is going to happen and could happen at any time, but it is a picture of what will happen according to Isaiah chapter 24, verses 19 and 20. In the coming day of the Lord, the earth is broken up, the earth is split asunder, the earth is thoroughly shaken, the earth reels like a drunkard, it sways like a hut in the wind. So heavy upon it is the guilt of its rebellion that it falls, never to rise again. So no matter what happens on earth or what happens in the heavenly realms, God is going to be your refuge, your present help in trouble, your fortress. When your earth gives way, or when your judgment comes, we are safe because we are with Him. The second thing we know is that God not only is our help, He's our haven, and we will not falter. Because we know that God is within the city. As the world crumbles, as the earth gives way, as the mountains fall into the sea, as the seas foam and wave and quake and roar and surge, there is a place that will not fall. There is a river that flows through this city that will never fall. Picture of vitality and restoration. God, despite what's going on in the world around us, God is continuing to have the river of life flow among us. The river where the psalmist talks about the banks of the river and the plants on that river thrive. Where Revelation talks about how there is these gorgeous trees along the river banks that are never without fruit. It's where the Most High dwells. It is a foreshadowing of what we know to be true and what we are celebrating, maybe even today, but we have celebrated over the last few weeks. Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us. Luke 1:32, where the angel says to Mary, He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Luke 1:35, the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the child is to be born. The Most High dwells within the city. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. Except in the city. except in the presence of God. Nations rise and fall. Powers come and go. And he lifts his voice. And everything we know disappears. But he is our fortress against it all. We, therefore, will not fall. God will provide us with all that we need the moment we need it. Despite the apparent dominion of nations, God will remain king, sovereign, ruler over all things. Were God to simply speak, the nations would disappear. God is capable of conquering anything and everything we could come across. And we, his people, are allowed to sit, to stand, to watch. He does not need us to accomplish his will. He blesses us with the privilege of participating in the victory that is sure and certain. When we rest in him, we will not fall. We will not falter. Thirdly, God is our hope, and we will not fight. Verses 8 through 10. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolation he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He is all powerful. The wise among us, the wise of the world, should consider what God has done. Come and see the works of the Lord. He has raised up his people Israel and defeated the greatest foe. He has increased his people Israel and has conquered those who live in the land, the Hittites, the Ammonites, all the ites. And that's only what David was aware of. And we can look over the span of the next 3,000 years. And the good that has been done through the name and in the name of Christ across the world. The peace that is brought when we give our lives to the Almighty and not seek power in possession of our own. One day all the fighting will stop. One day God will end all the conflict in the world. And until then, God says, be still. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. We are responsible to be still and know that God is God. The psalmist is telling the faithful simply to stop worrying. Stop working for our own good. Stop all the busy work that helps us to feel a little better. And instead of anxiety, instead of trepidation, instead of working the system so that we feel a little bit more emotionally whole, trust the Lord. Know that He is God and that He will be exalted. That at the name of God, at the name of Jesus, Paul writes, every knee will bow on the earth, below the earth, and in the heavens, and every tongue confess that He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. No, it's more than mental assent. It is taking, understanding, accepting as a core of who you are. Instead of trusting in human institutions, trust in God. And know that He will be exalted ultimately and completely. Our sermon in a sentence is this. Our peace comes from the awareness that the Almighty is with His people. In his book called When the Doctor Calls, Gordon MacDonald, who used to be the pastor of Grace Chapel, wrote that when he was a senior in high school, he went to a Christian academy. He and his classmates were required by the school's headmaster as part of the graduation requirement to memorize more than 300 verses of Scripture. And so he did. And he states that one of the passages, 11 of those 300 verses, was Psalm 46. Now, when you're 18, maybe it doesn't matter. When you're 17, maybe it doesn't matter that you know God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear, though the earth give way, the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. 56 years later, Gordon MacDonald is 73 years old. So he just turned 80 during the pandemic, or 81 during the pandemic, so maybe 10 years ago. He was diagnosed with a malignant meningeal tumor, and it required brain surgery. Wouldn't kill him, but it would affect his motor skills and his speech and things like that. So he decided he would have the surgery, but he concludes with the statement that as he is sitting in the doctor's office hearing you have a malignant meningeal tumor that requires brain surgery, he writes, the first thing that began to surge through my mind was God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Period. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed. Our peace comes from the awareness that the Almighty is with His people. As we transition with perhaps some trepidation in our hearts, We will not fear. We need not falter. We ought not to fight. Because the Lord Almighty is with us. God is with us. He grants us the strength to stand and not stumble and not strike back. Our peace comes from the awareness that the Almighty is with His people wherever and whenever and however they gather. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this reminder of your faithfulness, your promise, your grace, your mercy. And we ask that you would grant us peace, that we would say, the Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.